We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Listen to every MLB game live.
In the deep left center field, it is high, it is far, it is gone.
Stream minor league affiliates.
The Midwest League home run leader.
And watch the best baseball highlights and look-ins on MLB Big Inning. MLB At Bat is your all-in-one live baseball subscription for only $3.99 per month.
Deep left field, it's gonna go! Alvarez ties the game!
Subscribe to At Bat within the MLB app today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
It is the 5 o'clock Funky Buddha Happy Hour. Hey, Crowder, by the way, you were off yesterday.
Yes.
We have a new favorite Miami Dolphins player. I don't know if this audio bite was sent to you by some listeners of the show. You know what I'm talking about?
Yes, yes. I didn't hear it. I saw it transcribed, I guess. And everybody's like, this has to be your best friend. And yes, he's a smart man.
Yeah, so the 5 o'clock Funky Buddha happy hour is brought to you by Funky Buddha. Good vibes on tap. And we love Funky Buddha on the show. Hawk, by the way, had to scoot a little early. I've never used the word scoot before that way. I don't know why.
I just said that.
Yeah, I just made it very uncomfortable. Dan Feeney, the Miami Dolphins signed him. He's an offensive lineman. Had never heard of him before. Looked up a picture. He's got a mullet, and he got a nice stash working. So immediately, I feel like characteristics for an offensive lineman, Crowder. I want them to be fat.
Yes.
I want them to have a stash, and I want them to have a mullet. And
yeah.
This guy is fat. He's got a mullet, and he's got a stash. I'm all in on Dan Feeney.
They're going to be nasty. They can look different, but that kind of offensive lineman are the nasty ones. Those are the Richie Incognitos, which you always need some of those guys on your team.
Yeah.
I've played with Feeney. His name was just different. I know this guy.
Yeah, this dude, and I don't even know. I could look it up. Like, just born in Idaho or Indiana, grew up on a farm, would push bushels of hay. You know, that's how he got his core strength. Like, that's what I want from my offensive lineman.
It's actually the characteristics of me if you don't know what I look like. Because if you're like, oh, you see me, you're like, oh, but if you hear all the stuff I do, the country, yeah, I guarantee he hunts, he fishes, you know what I'm saying? Maybe washes 3-4 times a week for guaranteed, not every day. Yeah, I know this dude. Man, I'm telling you, I have friends. I have hundreds of friends like this.
You could be an outdoorsman but still shower. Like, that's just personal hygiene. You know what I mean? That's your thing. That's your thing, showering
no.
2 times a week.
It's you do things. Do you wash your car every day?
No, that's ridiculous.
Why not? Why not?
Why would I wash? You're going to compare.
Because you wash it.
You're going to
You wash it when you're dirty.
You're going to compare your automobile to your personal hygiene.
When do you decide to wash your car?
It's ridiculous. It's the most ridiculous take you've ever had.
When it's dirty. So you wash every day your body because you've been told to. Wash and go to bed. Take a shower when you wake up. Take a shower before you go to bed. Oh, going somewhere else. No. You handle something when it's a problem. I've tried to explain this to hundreds of millions of people. They won't want to listen. You have been trained to take a shower every day. I'm just spitting facts.
Disgusting, man. Disgusting. That's not facts. If you leave your house and you're out in the Miami or South Florida humidity, you got to shower, bro. You
got
to shower.
I got you. I understand, and I do shower. You just don't have to. I think y'all overdo it.
Okay. All right.
Thank you, overdo it.
Anyways.
Me and Feeney.
Awkward transition back to Dan Feeney, who Crowder doesn't think showers, but he does love himself some Funky Buddha. Brandon Tobin sent me this, and I'd read the tweets. A couple people had tweeted it to me, but since it is the 5 o'clock Funky Buddha happy hour, we have to hear this. Dan Feeney yesterday, his introductory press conference, or maybe it was 2 days ago, with the Miami Dolphins. They're kind of the reporter's trying to get to know some of these guys, and he lists Funky Buddha as something that intrigues him in South Florida?
Oh, man. Anything that's cold is usually number one. Love that. But I really don't hate on any beer, man. I'm a Coors Light, Miller Light guy to probably start. And then love a Budweiser, a little Diesel. But our Funky Buddha is pretty good, a little local one to South Florida. So I had one or two of those and really liked those. So I think that might sneak its way up the leaderboard.
I like it.
And Dan Feeney, yeah. Baby. That's our guy.
You drink Funky Buddha, you're not grabbing other beers. I was drinking Funky Buddha years and years and years ago, and they just blew, getting bigger and bigger, going national, and I just happy to have them right down here at home.
Hell yeah. Hell yeah. That's true, man. Like, you were on Funky Buddha for a while.
Ryan and KC and the boys, like, it was all, I've seen the building grow, them, the whole thing just blow up, the tap room up there at Oakland Park, just like, you've watched the success of it through the years. It's amazing.
You go to Georgia all the time. I was in Atlanta when I went to go watch the Canes play, and I didn't rep the Canes with John Michaels, but I saw Funky Buddha in a beer garden up in Atlanta. That was like last year, 2 years ago, and I was like, oh, Funky Buddha. That's crazy. yeah. Outside of Florida.
Yep. Oh, no. It'll be there. If you ask people, do they have it, even if they don't, they'll know what you're talking about. Because I do it everywhere. And they won't be like, oh, we don't carry that one. Some, you know, people ask about that one. But see, I'm a little bit of a beer snob, too. So, you know, I know all the best.
Yeah. Yeah. All right. Well, it is the 5 o'clock Funky Buddha happy hour. Again, Hawk will be back in a few minutes. We're going to be joined by Will Manso to talk a little bit about the Miami Heat as well. Let's get to some headlines. They're driven by the new Palmetto Ford Truck Supercenter. Why buy your truck at a car store? Palmetto Ford, we know trucks. Bro, we haven't even really talked to you about this over the past like day or because you were off yesterday. Aaron Rodgers still hasn't signed with the Jets. I know everybody is expecting that trade to go through, but any part of you that's like, maybe Green Bay holds out as long as possible. What do you think's going on behind the scenes? Because I felt like Green Bay had all the leverage. Like, okay, mm-hmm. like you want Aaron, show us how bad you want him. But I also feel like the Jets kind of have some leverage too, where now it's like, you know what? We're going to lowball you. Keep him. I dare you. Keep Aaron.
Yeah.
Keep him. Pay him that much money and have him sit on your bench and have your fan base hate you. I dare you.
Or just be mad as hell the whole season knowing he's a lame duck quarterback like that to that point. To be honest, big picture, Solana, nobody's rushing. Aaron's making $50 million next year, no matter if he sits at home or not. He's not rushing. The Jets, and with the draft coming up and them trying to – both got guys trying to figure out their roster, they're not rushing. No one in this situation is rushing, so it's not going to get done that fast. He's going to be a Jet. I think that the Packers losing their leverage, with him saying I'm leaving and him dictating the trade, the Packers lost leverage, and he might be a little butthurt by it, but nobody's rushing to get this done.
Something else we didn't talk to you about. Did you see your boy Cam Newton? He was at the Auburn Pro Day, and all the headlines, like, I wrote this down, Yahoo Sports. Cam Newton puts on a show at Auburn Pro Day as quarterback eyes NFL comeback.
He can play. I've told him to his face. I've told him on TV shows. I've told him on podcasts. He's not going to start for the NFL NFL again. But one thing he keeps saying, Osalana, he keeps saying, there's not 32 better than me. I don't think there's 32 people with throwing arms and the athletic ability and the size he has in this world, period. So I don't think there's 32 better than him. Nobody else is giving him an organization. He can go be a backup somewhere if he's going to take $1 million and shut the hell up in the corner. He's not going to do that because he's Cam Newton. Every time Cam Newton's on the team, it's polarizing. So that's why he's not on the team. And I've told him this to his face. I go to his cigar bar when I'm in Atlanta. He doesn't want to listen.
Bro, when he played for the Panthers, was it not this past season, but the season before. Remember they brought him in.
Came back, yeah.
Yeah, he came back. The Panthers picked him up. I think Darnold had an injury, so he ended up playing. He played against Miami when they came down here. Like, to me, that was it. That was it for Cam Newton.
That was it.
He was back in Carolina. He got his shot at the end of the season to prove, you know, whatever, that he could still play. And he was just so pedestrian that even if he is your backup, you don't feel comfortable with Cam Newton starting an NFL game for you. You know, if your quarterback goes down, I don't know if you do.
Solana, Colt McCoy is still backing up people in the NFL right now. I like Cam backing me up. I wouldn't give him another. Like, I would never give him a double-digit million year. Like, I don't think he's a $10-plus million quarterback anymore. But to have Cam Newton for six quarters if my quarterback sprains his ankle, I'm with that over a Colt McCoy. Well, think about it. Skylar Thompson. He's our young guy. I'm not going to badmouth him, but we went in a playoff game with him. You know what I'm saying? That's the things that Cam was talking about when he says stuff like he was kind of disrespectful. He was like, why are all these nobodies getting all these shots or something? But he's really looking at it as I can do what they're doing, but he doesn't understand that he's them now. You're not better than them anymore, Cam. You are now in the Colt McCoy range. You're now in that second tier quarter, you know, that second starter. You're a backup. You're from 34 to 68 now, whatever it is. That's what you are.
All right, the Heat, they beat the Knicks, 127 to 120. They'll play the Nets on Saturday at Miami-Dade Arena. They're tied with the Nets for the sixth seed. The Nets play the Cavs tonight. It's a big game. Obviously, we'll be watching that. And then, again, Heat-Nets Saturday night. Well, again, we're going to talk with Will Manso in the next segment.
And that's UD night.
It is what they're doing, like a whole thing. I think, you know, we were talking about Dwayne Wade being down here. You saw the pants Wade was wearing, by the way.
Yeah, the plaid one, the funny looking ones.
Nah, those are swaggy, man. D Wade, they're not weird. Don't do that. Don't do
the
that.
The weirdo pants. I'm gonna wear my wows. I'm gonna go to the game. I'm trying to go to the game Saturday because they're doing something with UD,
bro.
But I'm gonna wear my wows.
If you wear your wows, it will be the first time you wear them. But I will fall out if you're rocking your Dwayne Wade. What did he send you, like four pairs?
Send me four pairs of Lee Ning's, the Way of Wades. I wore one pair. I have three pairs with the cotton still in the toe. I haven't even put them on my foot.
You know who else wears those? Jimmy Butler.
UD,
but Jimmy Butler, also a Lee Ning athlete.
He wears Lee Ning's and plays?
He wears Lee Ning's and balls. Balls.
I didn't even know that. That's crazy. Yeah, see, that's what they only give them to athletes like myself.
I got a couple pairs as well. Maybe I'll rock them.
Yours a knockoff. We'll never let you in the group.
The Panthers host the Maple Leafs tonight, 7 p.m., Sergei Bobrovsky is starting tonight for the Florida Panthers. Bob and Net.
Got to. And moving forward. Just do that, coach. Just play him. Bob will be in that now and moving forward.
Just play him. That's it. Yeah. So simple. I could coach the Cats.
Well, you try, hell. We've had, four coaches in 6 years? Four coaches in 5 years? You might be on the list.
Do you still have the Nova game up? Because I want to give him a little bit of love, but I'm trying to find the score here, but I can't.
It was tight. Last time I looked before the break, it was like 8-7, 15 minutes left, first half.
Nova Southeastern right now, NCAA Division II Final Four. Tonight, FAU plays a 4-seed Tennessee in the Sweet 16 at Madison Square Garden. Getting run over tonight by Tennessee?
Yeah, I think because everybody comes to an end, and I was listening, you know, watching all the ESPN stuff, and they were talking about how big Tennessee is and like the size difference, but they still play a fast game and all. And sooner or later, those teams you brought up earlier, the FGCU and all, they didn't win at all. It's just a cute little story because it's this underdog coming through. But yeah, sooner or later the dog gets back on the porch, and I think tonight FAU jumps on back on the porch.
My thing is with FAU. And I'm not hating on them. I really not. Like, I hope they win. I think it's awesome. But, I mean, they beat a 16 seed in the second round. Like, a 16 seed that 9 out of 10 times doesn't beat the 1 seed Purdue.
Yeah.
So they kind of caught a break. But if they won, Hawk's going to be so obnoxious for the next week. I mean, if they keep winning, this guy's going to be bokeh'd out for the next week or so.
It's funny because I watch sports that way because we talk sports so much and like in the sports world that now every result I think about you and Hawk on which one of y'all are going to get on my nerves about this. And Hawks usually the winner, I ain't gonna lie.
See what else we have. Miami Hurricanes, obviously, tomorrow, 2:30 p.m., Canes women's. They play Villanova in the Sweet 16. And then the men's team tomorrow play the one-seed Houston in the Sweet 16, 7:15 p.m. Hawk had been saying it a couple times, but tomorrow our plan is 30 minutes of the show and then watch the game while doing the show. So playing best ofs, doing headlines, but watching the game. We're watching tomorrow, watching Coach Katie Meyer.
I love the plan. How do y'all get a TV in every room in y'all's house? You have to run a wire?
How do you not have a TV in your desk room? Like, I don't understand that.
That's just a computer in here.
Right, but you put a TV.
That's the screen. We have one screen in each room.
That's like your man cave almost.
No, my man cave is the kids' playroom. That has a TV in it, but just one screen. You don't need a TV and a computer. That's entertainment gluttony.
I mean, I don't have a TV in my bathroom like Abuelo does, but I've got a TV in every room in my house. Easy. Every room.
Y'all are spoiled, man. I need to get a better job.
What are you living in 1974? One family room TV?
It got to be a jack by the back of my TV. There's no jack. If there's not a jack, I don't know how to turn the TV on.
Do you have a TV in your bedroom?
Yes, I got a TV.
There's
a jack.
You watch TV to go to bed?
The sports. I go to bed, watch the sports center. And stuff.
Yeah, me too.
Yeah, that's the only thing I watch. Like my wife, she watches all the shows. This Is Us and the Dinosaur Lady and all that stuff. The Dragon Lady,
bro.
But I yeah.
The Last of Us, by the way, for those of you who weren't listening the other day. Crowder brought up watching The Last of Us, picked it up. Holy bleep, is that show good, man.
It's like seven movies in a row. They're all, like, the episodes crazy. Are crazy. Yeah. Yeah, no, it's good, but it's seven. That's what I can do. I can do seven. But when you get into 80, like that, the Dragon, the Game of Thrones stuff, bro, that's crazy. 80, 90 episodes. Who's going to watch 90 hours of something?
Yeah, but. Over time, like, you think The Last of Us is done? I mean, I haven't seen it. Don't spoil it, but they're going to come out with eight more episodes because of how successful it is. I mean, eight more seasons.
Tighten it up. They're going to have to tighten it up. That little girl can't live forever.
So you like...
Somebody got to knock off sooner or later.
So just watch movies then. Like, tighten it up.
That's a movie.
Yeah.
But man, I like to be in the backyard and stuff. I try to catch raccoons at night. I don't want to watch TV.
Your weather, it's brought to you by Demesman and Dover Law Firm. Call them 866-954-MORE. Partly cloudy right now. Tonight, your lows are going to get into the mid to upper 60s. That is your weather.
You're listening to the Hawk and Crowder Show.
You're listening to a show that's a live potato.
Loaded potato.
What in the hell does that mean?
Hawk and Crowder.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Listen to every MLB game live.
In the deep left center field, it is high, it is far, it is gone.
Stream minor league affiliates.
The Midwest League home run leader.
And watch the best baseball highlights and look-ins on MLB Big Inning. MLB At Bat is your all-in-one live baseball subscription for only $3.99 per month.
Deep left field, it's gonna go! Alvarez ties the game!
Subscribe to At Bat within the MLB app today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.